My first meeting, I was really thinking that there were going to be like one or two people, but when I went there, there was like 5 to 7 kids, and I was like, wow, I've never even met anyone else that stuttered, and that was a really big thing for me because I didn't feel alone anymore.
Yeah, for me, it was the same thing, kind of, because for a long time, I didn't know anyone who stuttered other than me, and then when I came here, I found a lot of people who stuttered just like me, and it didn't make me feel better, really. It just made me feel like I wasn't alone with this problem.
I can just go on with my life and just live it without having to wait.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, children and teens who stutter, and their parents, with Rita Thurman and Ruben Schaff, today on Stutter Talk. Hey everyone, welcome to Stutter Talk, changing how you think about stuttering one podcast at a time. We are in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, Peter Reitzes, and I'm here with Rita Thurman. We wanted to get you on the show for so long. How's it going, Rita?
Great.
And Ruben Schaff. Ruben, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling great. Peter, how are you?
I am hogging the microphone from Ruben. I'm sorry, you're going to have the mic for most of the episode. And we have a room full of people who stutter. We have a room full of teenagers who stutter and their parents, and we're going to get to them in just a second. But I'm going to introduce Ruben and Rita because they are the chapter leaders of this Teens Who Stutter TWIST chapter, which is part of the National Stuttering Association. Rita Thurman is a speech-language pathologist who has been working for more than 30 years with families of people who stutter and adults who stutter. Rita's a board-recognized fluency specialist, and we're so grateful to have you in the state. And you're also chapter leader of the Adult National Stuttering Association chapter here in Raleigh, North Carolina, right, Rita?
That's right.
And I know that because I attended one, so it was awesome. And Ruben Schaff is a return guest. He appeared on Stutter Talk a few months ago, and Ruben is a person who stutters, a past chapter leader of a National Stuttering Association chapter, and co-founder with Rita Thurman of this Teens Who Stutter TWIST chapter. Ruben, great to have you back on the show.
It's great to be here, Peter.
So Stutter Talk listeners are used to hearing me host this episode, but I'm actually going to sit back as much as I can and pass the microphones over to Rita Thurman and Ruben Schaff and to this wonderful room, just so people at home know there's a room full of people. Could everybody just say something or clap or cheer or something?
Hello.
Hey, there we go. Okay, there really are people here. I'm going to pass it over to you guys.
One of the things we always do to start a meeting is go around the table and introduce ourselves, which is often very difficult to do, and we like to show that we can do difficult things. So I think I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves and maybe say one thing about yourself so we'll know more about you. It can be extracurricular activity, a hobby, something you like to do in your spare time. So we can start to my right. Introduce yourself and tell us something about you.
Hello, my name is Tanner, and I like playing basketball whenever I can in my free time.
Thank you, Tanner.
And my name's Michelle, and I am the mom of a great little boy named Tanner.
I'm Kelsey, and I love to play baseball.
Hello, I'm Mike, and I'm Kelsey's dad, and love to be here and supporting Kelsey.
I am Jamie. I am a black belt in Taekwondo, and I also love to play football.
I'm Lorianne, Jamie's mom, and I'm here to support him.
I'm Siddharth, and I like to play soccer.
Hi, I am Wallace, and I swim.
Hi, I'm Jackson, and I can play the trombone.
Hi, I'm Yvonne. I'm Jackson's mom, and Jackson takes my kickboxing class.
Oh, wow. So we learned a lot about the people in this short period of time, but also people out there might not know what a teen meeting involves. So we're here to educate. So can anyone offer some information about what usually happens at our meetings?
Well, usually we start with, you know, introducing ourselves, of course, and then we just, you know, practice with our fluency strategies, or we sometimes might even play a game that Rita makes up, and that you know, helps me a lot with whenever I'm talking to my friends or my family.
We're quite famous. We've actually been on YouTube because
I posted a video of Ruben juggling fire. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there was somehow a stuttering message that went along with that, but it was just one of the interesting things that we got to do here to have some fun. Are there any other things that you guys remember from different things that we've done that you've liked?
Well, I've always liked playing the games.
What's your favorite game?
Well, I can't think any of them at the moment, but I've liked them all.
I believe that the juggling fire was facing your fears theme.
That sounds about right.
I think it was also working your way up to juggling with fire, just like you work your way up to speaking in public and getting over the stuttering.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that we wanted to give the listeners a sense of is why we come here, and what types of things we get out of the meetings. I know that this is always something that I look forward to every month and have a great time planning for, along with Rita, but it'd be great to hear your guys' thoughts about why you come.
I just love to meet other teens like me who just study, and it's just kind of cool to see other kids living in the same area who also study like me. My first meeting, I was really thinking that there were going to be one or two people, but when I went there was 5 to 7 kids, and I was well, I've never even met anyone else that stuttered, and that was a really big thing for me because I didn't feel alone anymore.
Yeah, for me it was the same thing because for a long time I didn't know anyone who stuttered other than me, and then when I came here I found a lot of people who stuttered just like me, and it didn't make me feel better, really. It just made me feel like I wasn't alone with this problem.
The reason why I come here to Rita's speech lessons is because, in school, people used to, mimic me by, stuttering, excuse me, by like that. So I kind of got upset, and then I told my mom, and then she said that I probably need some help with someone else, and then I started coming here, and I felt a lot better.
I suspect you're not the only one who has been mimicked or teased or, questioned about your stuttering. And how did you deal with that when that happened? What did you say to that person?
Well, I usually, always ask them to stop because I don't like it, and just, and I ask them if they don't do it again.
I wonder if this has happened to anyone else.
I do get teased a lot, and I don't really care, but I just tell them to knock it off, and it's not cool to make fun of people, and that never happens again.
I do get teased a lot also. And I'm actually on a bully busty team, and I'm like, once every 2 weeks, I actually go down to the elementary school right next to my school to actually teach the younger kids, like, how not to bully, and I just think it has kind of given me confidence, like that I could help be preventing future bullies.
So I'm both a person who stutters and a speech therapist, and I work in my school with a first grade student who stutters, and I've seen her get teased about her stuttering. Other girls I have seen tease her in front of me, but I've also seen this little girl who stutters tease other children about different things. And I've also seen this little girl who stutters speak for her friends who have learning problems, so it takes them some time to think. So this little girl who stutters will speak for her friends with a stutter, and I think that's just amazing. But I was surprised to see a little girl who stutters tease somebody about, I think it was being heavy, being overweight, and I wasn't expecting that.
I think that it has to do with maturity a lot of time, because I'm in high school now and I'm a senior, and for like the past 4 years, I don't think I've ever gotten teased or anything, and it's not like been like a social problem for me at all. So I just think that like I did have some problems when I was in like fourth or fifth grade, but as you grow older, I feel like it kind of goes away, because everyone learns that people have problems that they have to deal with, and it's not like that much of a big deal anymore.
Are there things that you think you've learned, or that you think you've grown from because you're a person who stutters?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I don't care as much what people think about me or what they say about me as much because of that. And I feel like it's made me like a stronger person overall, like, and more character as an individual, because I can think for myself and I don't care what people think or say about me.
The really cool thing for me each meeting is seeing the insight that these kids bring for their young ages, and they're sort of experts, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that as people who stutter, who deal with it every day, and each of us deal with it in our own ways, we really get to become, and we have to become, the experts on our own stuttering.
So I'm thinking, since you're an expert and you have such good advice, I mean, someone may be listening to this who has never met another person who stutters, never been to a self-help group. So what advice would you give to kids your age to help them sort of navigate through life?
I would tell them just, like, stick up. Wait, not stick up, but just, like, stand up to it. And just, like, try to, like, make yourself better off, like, with that person. Like tell them that it's just, like, a natural thing.
I'm kind of with what Kelsey's saying. It is very natural. And if you do find someone that stutters, just tell them to, like, if you're in a public school or any school, ask them to sit next to them at a lunch and they'll feel better if, like, they're being teased or just anything, and just help them in life. Because I do stutter, and I get teased, but... And when someone that I've never met before asks me to sit next to them at lunch, it makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah. Any other advice on the other side of the table?
I would just say it doesn't make you as a person. Like, it doesn't have to shape your entire life, really. Like, I guess it can in a way, but I just think that you shouldn't think of it as, like, most of your personality or your, like, character or whatever. Like, it's just a part of you that you have to deal with, and it shouldn't, like, consume you.
Rita asked such a great question. I want to ask a variation of that question. I work in a school with, I think, 700 or 800 children, and a bunch of them stutter. And teachers come to me all the time, and they say, you know, what do I do when a student's having a tough stuttering day? Do I call on them? Do I skip over them? Do I try to talk to them? So, you know, for the teachers who are listening, and we do have teachers who listen to this show, what advice do you have for teachers about how they should act or respond to your stuttering?
Like especially at the beginning of middle school, I just noticed that I had, like, a total, like, rough bump, but then I just told my teachers that I studied, and when they called on me, they sort of, like, expected me to study, but then sometimes I just, like, surprised them, and I didn't. So, to the teachers who are listening, I would just recommend on, like, calling on them if they, like, want to talk, but if they don't, just, like, call them a little, like, not, like, every other question, and like that.
And I would think, too, with educators and parents and friends to allow the person with the stutter to finish their thought, get their thought out. They have it in their head, and they are going to get it out eventually, and just allow them the time to do it and not put the pressure on them or make them feel bad for taking a longer time to talk.
Kind of with what he just said there, let them finish their sentence, and then if you want to add on to that, it's fine, but don't try to, like, say what they're thinking. Let them finish. And that helps.
And I would also like to add, sometimes when these students are asked to do presentations, it's good for the teachers to recognize that they do have disfluency, and a little extra practice time or a little advanced, you know, notice is very helpful for them to practice to make sure that they can stand up in front of the class and feel confident in what they're saying.
Along with that, like, with presentations where I have to, like, stand up in front of the class, I actually kind of like to, like, just go faced, like, to just, like, get it over with. So, like the day before the presentation, I just asked my teacher if I can go faced for the presentation so that I will know when I'm going, so that I can just be ready, prepared.
Where did you get the courage to ask a teacher when you can speak?
Well, I just have, like, these random thoughts every once in a while. And sometimes I go with them, and sometimes I just let them flow out of my mind.
Are there any others of you who have talked with your teachers about stuttering or participating in class?
Well, with what Kelsey said, I would rather go after everybody, because then everybody's kind of, you know, already bored and all that, and so they won't really, I don't know, just, it's also kind of fun to be the last person to go, because, you know, always save the best for last, right?
Well, I guess along those lines, advice to other teens, advice to parents. What about advice to parents? Would you say anything to parents who are out there listening and wondering what they should be doing to help their child?
I think the best compliment I ever got as a parent, we met a new friend, and after about 6 months, she thought I didn't notice that Jamie stuttered. So that's the way we try to deal with it in our house. Just pretend you don't notice and give everybody plenty of time.
That's awesome.
I think for me, it's important, still is important for me to remember that this probably will not go away. We can't fix it. We're going to do the best we can to manage it and give Jackson the tools to work with it.
Probably if you stutter and it's really starting to bother you, you should probably take at least, you know, a few or you know, a certain amount of time to practice. If you have presentations, what Kelsey said earlier, you should feel more comfortable with what you're doing.
I just want to remind the listeners, this is Stutter Talk here in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Teens Who Stutter Talk episode, and I think this is the first twist chapter ever recorded on a podcast, certainly on Stutter Talk.
So, wow.
Yeah. Wow, I'm really excited to be here with everybody. And one of the things that I think has just been awesome about this group, and we've been doing it for about 7 or 8 months now, is it seems like it keeps growing every month, and there's returning faces as well as new faces, and it's great to see everybody gather around every month, and it's great to get to hear from everybody. I know there's been some families that have been involved in the self-help idea on a larger scale, or whether it's with an NSA or with friends. How many of the families here have been to one of the other conferences?
I've been to Friends, I think, 3 years running now. So I really like it.
Any other of the families been to the larger conferences?
I have a question for Kelsey. What is Friends?
Friends? Good question.
Great question.
Friends is like just like a larger scale, like, group session. Like, last time there was probably like 20 kids alone. Then we just all spent the day together learning about stuff. Then the parents also learn stuff also.
There's a lot of support groups and interactions throughout the day, and we get to hear from professionals in the field, either speech therapists or adults that stutter, and hear their story, and it's encouraging for the kids to kind of see an adult with success, be it professionally or in college or what have you. And every single time we've gone to it, the encouragement, the spirit of joy from the conference is amazing. It really is.
Kelsey, you said that you liked going to Friends, which is the National Association of Young People Who Stutter. What did you like about it?
I just liked that there was so many kids there who studied, and I just really learned a lot from it. Like especially like the older kids there. I just like saw that I can just go on with my life and just live it without having to worry.
I know some others here have been to Friends. I don't want to put you on the spot, but actually, I want to put you on the spot because that is part of what we do when we meet, is allowing everyone to have an opportunity to talk and knowing that being able to talk is important and having that opportunity. So I'm wondering if any of those other people who have attended Friends would like to offer their information.
And at Friends, I met Kelsey at, actually, and that was awesome. Friends was pretty fun.
For me, I liked Friends because I could talk to people who were, like, in college or in the workforce, and I'm getting older, so I just wanted to, I don't know, I'd never, like, talk to anyone older than me who had a stutter. So that was good for me that I could meet people like that, and I knew that there were people there who were doing well and who had a stutter, so that was good for me.
Okay, I put them on the spot, and they pulled through. So,
does anyone else have anything that they would like to add about what we've talked about?
I'd like to know if anyone's had an experience where it's been a great experience. Maybe somebody at school, like you were saying earlier about somebody would ask you to sit next to them at lunchroom, or they've come up to you maybe because of your stutter, and it's been something that you've taken away like, wow, that was cool.
I met a few of my friends like that, and one of my very first friends, his name was Adam, back in Seattle, he found me at the lunchroom and said, hey, I noticed that you've got a speech problem, and I explained to him what it was, and ever since that day, we went to each other's houses, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm actually, my best, in-school friend at the moment. He actually came up to me because of my study, kind of like Jamie said, and it was just really cool. Like I would have never seen... Well, like, I saw him in school, but, well, like, probably, I would never have even talked to him, like, otherwise.
I've known this girl for a while, for, like, 3 years, and so I was talking to her, like, last year sometime, and I decided to, like, talk to her about my stuttering, because we were kind of close, so I told her about it, and it was weird because the first thing she said to me was, I didn't even notice that you had it. And it might have been partly because, like, of what people think stuttering is, like, stereotypically, or it might have been, like, she was just trying to make me feel better, but it was, like, a good feeling that like, she said that she didn't even think that I had this, but, yeah.
Has anybody else sort of advertised that way, told people that you stutter so that it makes it easier, or do you wait till they say something? What, you're the experts, what are the strategies that you think are best for that?
Like, I think that it was last year, like, the first day of school, like, all of my new buddies that I made, I was just like, and by the way, I study, so... It was just kind of interesting seeing their reactions to it.
What was their reaction?
They kind of, like, were like, what's stuttering and all that, but then I told them, and then they were just cool with it.
I tell all my teachers that I stutter, and they're like, okay. And my new friends and all that I make, and... Also, they're kind of cool with it, too.
Do you feel like it eliminates the pressure if you tell them ahead of time?
Yeah, I guess.
Shell, you look like you had something to say.
Tanner's had the opportunity at school. They do a program at school called Barely TV. And we're really proud of him because he gets up in front of school every day. And he speaks. And he anchors the news. And he does a lot of different things for the school, which was a huge opportunity for him because they only have maybe 10 or 12 students through the entire school that they actually asked to do that. And we're proud of him that he's not afraid, or he doesn't let it hinder him from speaking, especially in front of the entire school. So that's his way of letting everybody know that he does have some disfluencies when he speaks.
And they get to meet a great kid, right?
Absolutely. We always tell him, you know, God made everybody special. And every one of us, I don't think there's anybody that's breathing that would ever feel like if they had the opportunity, they wouldn't change something about themselves.
And
change that about him.
And he's got a message, and he's wants to send that message and communicate. So, you know, I think a lot of times when people see me, they start thinking speech strategies or techniques. What is she going to think I should be doing? But we've also talked a lot about being a good communicator. And really, this is what the meeting's more for, is how you become a better communicator. So I'm wondering, you guys are all great communicators. What makes you such a good communicator?
I think just like since I just like stand up to it, and I just like don't look, I just like don't live in fear. I just go after it.
I am very social, and like I am extremely social. I have tons of friends that, again, all know I stutter. And I and them, they are completely fine with it. And that, I guess, is what makes me a great stutterer. It's because, I mean, someone that, whatever, yeah.
I think you've heard tonight that opportunities to speak, opportunities to present yourself, are everywhere. And as long as you seek those, as I believe Kelsey does, and we see him doing that, and there's things we're surprised with every day of hearing activities or involvement that he gets into, just going out there and putting yourself out there and seeking that opportunity to have your voice heard, have that message heard is I think, outstanding.
I think everybody that's here tonight is really taken advantage of a great opportunity and has showed a lot of courage with being willing to gather around a table and have microphones in front of our faces all night long.
We're going to take a quick break and come back for more Stutter Talk.
Stutter Talk is a 501c3 charitable organization and is listener supported. Make your tax deductible contribution today by going to stuttertalk.com and clicking on that yellow donate button. Do your part to keep Stutter Talk thriving.
You can now hear Stutter Talk on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores.
This is John Stossel of ABC's 2020. Give me a break. You're listening to Stutter Talk.
For 5 years at Stutter Talk, we sort of have a classic Stutter Talk question, which is this. There is no cure for stuttering, but if there were a pill to cure you of your stuttering, would you take that pill? And if so, why? Now, before you answer, I would like to videotape this for YouTube. Does anybody not want to be on the YouTube? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
We've already been on YouTube.
No, you don't want to be on it? So,
no, I was going to ask if
okay.
You can take so, my phone too and do it.
This is an exclusive Stutter Talk story. So I'm going to ask the question again. Would you take a pill to cure you of your stuttering?
Well, for one thing, I have a strong gagging reflex, so I can't take pills. But no, I would not, because that's probably the one thing that makes me different from everybody else, aside from my humongously large feet.
Well, actually, I wouldn't really take the pill either, because even if it was real, you really shouldn't really, you know, try and change yourself, and you should really just be, you know, who you are.
I would not take it because I just actually kind of like studying. Because without studying, I wouldn't get to meet any of these really cool people. And also, I just don't really like taking pills, so.
I was at a friend's conference years ago, and one of the kids asked, could I chew it or would I have to swallow? Is there a dissenting voice? Is there somebody here who would take that stuttering cure pill? And it's okay if you would.
I think I would take it because, I mean, I like how it's shaped me as a person until now, but I don't really like to stutter really, but so I think that if there was a pill, I would definitely take it. But I like how it's like shaped me as a person until now because I don't know. I just like how I am now, but I just don't like to stutter, really.
Me? Probably not be him, because I'm like, this is who I am, and, like, I can't really explain it exactly, but, yeah, probably not.
I'm not 100% sure if I would take it, but I probably would, just because I don't really like to stutter, so.
All right.
Can I give an answer as well?
Yes, but I have to move back because I'm right on top of
you. I've been asked that question from time to time over the years. It always seems to come up, and my answer's changed over the course of the years as I've worked on stuttering. There's certainly been times where if there was a pill, I would have wanted to take it because there are a lot of challenges with stuttering, and it can be hard, but what I've come to find, though, is it's so much more about communication than the actual disfluencies, though. So even if there was a pill for stuttering, I don't feel like that would really be the point anymore, because it's so much more about communicating with people regardless of whether you stutter or not. And if I could add on one thing that I would really like to share with the listeners, and especially if there are any parents out there, the advice that I would give to parents is to get involved like everybody here is. I'm just so encouraged every month to see not just the support in the group, but the support in all of the families that come here. And I think that's a really important part.
I also think that stuttering is part of you, but it's not all of you. I mean, from going around at the beginning, we heard we have athletes and musicians and National Honor Society people and all kinds of announcers, you know. So it is part of you, but it's not all of you. And So I think that's also important to remember. Any thoughts?
Everyone here is just a normal person. We're all from the same state. We're mostly from the same communities. And most people here stutter. And that's just what we do. That's just what we are. That's who we are. And nothing can change that. And I doubt any pill will do that either.
I wonder if the parents would give their child the pill.
Mm, good question. Force them.
I think I would have given it to him when he was 3, when he first started to stutter and things were so difficult. But I think now it's shaped him so much that I wouldn't want him any other way.
So speaking of the way you are right now, I'm wondering what you're going to be doing in 10 years. I mean, this is a pretty young group. What is your life going to be like in 10 years?
In 10 years, I think that I see myself a graduate of Harvard and being a lawyer.
And then me, graduating from LSU and then having a job and a house.
Me, probably in 10 years, kind of like what he just said, you know, I'll graduate from college, get a house, you know, a car and all that. And I'll probably think that I'll probably still be stuttering a little bit, but not as much as now, because I'm improving in my disabilities to become better at stuttering. Not stuttering.
I don't know what you guys are saying, but I'm going to be graduating from Virginia Tech, probably in the Army. I'm going to try to get into the National Guard. And then I'm going to, like they said, get a house, earn some money, and see where life goes from that.
I don't really know what I see myself doing in 10 years, because I'm going to NC State for engineering for 4 years probably, and then I'm going to go get my master's, and I don't know what I really want to do yet, so I guess I'm going to have a master's degree and a job, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Do you have a guess of what you might be doing in 10 years?
Probably just done with college and have a house and a job.
Do you think that famous poster by the Stuttering Foundation, famous people who stutter, are you going to be added to that list?
Yes. Yes, I will. Probably.
You guys are really impressive, because when I was your age, well, you're different ages, but when I was junior high school, college, I always just thought my stuttering was going to go away. Like, I was so scared of it that I didn't want to face it, and I always just sort of hoped, and I think even prayed a little bit that I'd wake up and it would be gone. Does anybody else have any feelings like that, or was I the only one?
I have prayed to and just everything he said, but I think God would rather have me like this than anything else, because again, I think he would actually like to see my face on that poster.
I think that I have also had that too.
Sometimes I do. I noticed my stuttering totally peaks, right before school starts. So I actually do kind of get nervous, the night before school starts.
I actually do kind of wish it can go away just like the start of school, but then maybe come back.
Yeah, kind of like when I speak it, you know, stuttering kind of, sneaks up on you and you get a surprise attack type thing. and then feel ashamed. And then, kind of wish it can go away, but probably take some time for it to, get better, but it probably won't go away forever. Most likely.
My old speech therapist always told me and the other people that everybody stutters sometimes, nobody stutters all the time. So that's always been my motto, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm sticking to it. Do you have anything to add, Ruben?
I used to hope that my stuttering would go away for a long time as well. The way I think about it, though, has changed a lot as I've worked on speech more, and as I've learned how to communicate better. It's not so much about the stuttering anymore, and I definitely was not to the place where I see the kids here are at this point in my life of being able to address it and to be confident about it and to be able to explain it to people and to talk to my teachers about it, to talk with my parents about it. So I think that you guys and your parents are in a really, really great place with really grabbing what stuttering is by the horns and taking ownership of it and living the lives that you want to live. And I give everybody here a lot of credit for that.
I guess the one thing we've never told the listeners are the ages of the kids tonight. I think it might be interesting, after hearing all this wisdom, to hear the ages of these kids. So if you could just go around the table again and say your name, since that's always great practice, and your age.
Well, this is Hannah, and I am 11 years old.
I am Kelsey, and I am just about 12.
I am Jamie, and I am 13.
I'm Siddharth, and I'm 17.
I am Wallace, and I am almost 14 years old.
I'm Jackson, and I'm 12.
I bet you thought they were all older, like 25. They're so knowledgeable and wise, huh?
I love the almost, because when you get to be our age, my age, you stop with the almost. There is no more almost.
I truncate. So I want to thank Ruben for being my co-host, because he brings so much to the party. I mean, he is a cool guy. He's a rocket scientist, and I couldn't have started this group without him. So I just wanted to throw that in.
And I definitely want to thank Rita, because none of this would be possible without everything that you do.
And thank all of you for coming tonight, because this takes a lot of courage. My voice has been a little bit shaky because I've been so nervous doing this, and everybody out there looks so calm compared to me. I need your advice. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow. Thank you.
So, guys, there's a couple of burning questions I have, guys and gals, ladies and gentlemen. One of the questions is this. Recently on Stutter Talk, there's been some discussion amongst people who stutter about what's helped them with stuttering. And some people say speech tools have helped me. So using some easy onsets or we're working through a stutter. But a bunch of people have said, speech tools, not so much. I just really needed to talk about stuttering. I really needed to stutter on purpose. Where do you all weigh in? What's important to you?
I've been in this speech therapy for a pretty long time, about a long time. And from all this practice I've been doing, I've really gotten used to stuttering on purpose and these speech tools, and that's helped me. And now when I'm talking, I don't even notice that I'm actually using the tools because I use them so much.
Could you show us a stutter on purpose?
Okay. Our name is Jamie Thomas.
Very cool. So you did a purposeful block there.
Yes.
Excellent. And I think Wallace had something to say, right?
Probably both. Help me, but, and also Miss Ida has helped me too. So
I paid him to say that.
And after she paid you, what was it that helped you? Was it speech tools? Was it talking about stuttering? Was it allowing yourself to stutter, or something else?
I would have to say probably doing it on purpose is the easiest. Like, it helped me a lot.
Why?
I don't exactly know why. It just happens, I guess.
So does anybody else want to weigh in on what has helped you with your stuttering?
I've been speech therapy almost my whole life, so I think it's more of the speech tools, and it's like almost like ingrained into my speech by now, so I think that's what's helped me the most. And like, about talking to people about it, I think that even with the few people I've told or like talked to people about it, it's still like the same around them. Like, I don't think that's made a difference for me or like helped me or hurt me either way. I think it's just focusing like on my speech and like using the strategies that I've learned over the years. So I've had a lot of speech therapists. I think it's like it's a combination of all of that.
And you're going to college soon?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to NC State in the fall.
Go Wolfpack.
So do you have any plans like how you're going to handle it? How are you going to handle your stuttering in college? Will you tell your professors? Will you just let them hear it or something else?
I don't know. I've never, like, told any of my teachers or any of my friends really in school that I stutter, and it's just, like, a thing that we all kind of just, like, ignore and push it aside. But I don't know what I want to do in college. But I feel like if I was, like, close to a professor, I would probably want to, like, let them know or talk about it, but I'm not really sure. But I'm still gonna have like a lot of friends who are going from my high school to NC State, so I feel like that's gonna help me because I'm gonna know some people and I won't have to like be alone by myself at this like big university or whatever.
Is there a National Stuttering Association chapter there, Rita?
At NC State?
Yeah,
it's here because it's in Raleigh. So he will just segue from the teen group to the adult group.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's so cool that they can do that with you. That's really cool.
Well, and Siddharth has also been to some of the adult groups, and he works as a great mentor for this group. So I like to see a lot of crossover between the two groups so those younger kids can see the adults and how they've, you know, managed and what they talk about. And yeah, so What do you think, Ruben? Ruben's part of that group also.
It's really great that the community that we've got in Raleigh, I think, because we really do have a lot of strong support here.
Well, actually, I have one last question. Well, I have many, I'm sure. But before I ask it, does anybody here have a stuttering topic that they want to throw out to the group?
Mm. For you to do on Stutter Talk?
Well, for us all to I can do it on Stutter Talk, or we could talk about it now.
Mm.
Well, another thing that I said a while back was, I know it's hard to do this, but when you're around someone that stutters, just let them keep talking and don't try to fill in what they're saying. And especially when you don't get it right, that kind of makes them a little mad. Just, like, wait, because I know it's hard, but because even sometimes I try to do it, but don't. Just let them finish.
What do the rest of you guys think about that and other types of listener reactions that we sometimes get?
I feel like maintaining eye contact is a big part of it. Like, now I'm talking into this microphone, and it's hard for me because I'm used to, like, looking into at someone's eyes, and that helps me a lot, I think, because then it helps me, like, focus, kind of. And I just feel like if you don't break eye contact, it helps, like, to move past the block, and I don't know, just for me personally, it helps me.
Sorry about that. I actually thought about that, and I thought I'd tilt all the microphones towards the front here, but then that would be assuming that you'd only be talking to us and not each other. So.
Right.
yeah.
And that's one thing I have talked with kids about, is eye contact and how that can really help you move through a block or a stuttered syllable, as if you are connecting with the person through eye contact. So that was a good thing to bring up. And I like Jamie's advice too. You know, it's sort of, because people don't know what to do when they talk to someone who stutters. And, you know, wouldn't it be great if they just said to you, what would you like me to do, instead of trying to figure it out?
Well, this is Stutter Talk. I want to thank everyone for coming out. I want to thank Rita and Ruben for creating and every month holding this wonderful Teens Who Stutter group. So can we give them and yourselves a round of applause? Right? And lastly, to find the Raleigh, North Carolina chapter of Teens Who Stutter Twists, go to westutter.org. That's the website of the National Stuttering Association. During this episode, we also mentioned Friends, the National Association of Young People Who Stutter. Go to friendswhostutter.org to find out more. And this is stuttertalk.com. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. All right.